It's pretty heady stuff being Barack Obama these days. A year ago, he had finished his 7th General Assembly session representing a Chicago Southside district. A few months later, he was just one of a pool of Democrats wanting to replace GOP Senator Peter Fitzgerald. Now, with a primary win behind him and a keynote address ahead, national pundits like James Carville are talking.
He's talented, man. This guy's like off the chart. I mean, he just, you know what I mean? Anytime in politics, one of the great things about these conventions is the party gets to showcase its talent, and he's the talent this year. I mean, he's the natural.
Party leaders are hearing their ideal politician alarms ringing. Obama is only 42, Harvard-educated, eloquent, affable, married with young children. If he beats a Republican candidate yet to be named amid a disastrous last few weeks of the Illinois GOP, Obama would be only the 3rd African-American U.S. senator since Reconstruction. Some even whisper the words future president. More cynical types whisper rock star. Obama's wife Michelle says her husband remains humble. She attributes it to his upbringing. Barack Obama says he'll stick to the national Democratic message in the most important speech of his life to date, that message being why John Kerry should be elected president, but he'll add some of his own flavor.
Obviously, our job here is to make sure that our nominee, John Kerry, comes out of this thing with a unified Democratic Party behind him. And so I have no problem with making sure that messages are in line. But I also think that it's important that there's a little spontaneity to the convention. You know, I think if things are so programmed, then people are going to feel like it's not worth while watching.
Michelle Obama has heard the speech, but says she can't reveal much of it or improve on it.
He spent a few hours alone and he wrote the speech. That's how he writes. That's how good he is. So it was done. I mean, he hands it to you and you're like, this is brilliant. And, you know, what do you say to somebody who's like a phenomenal writer? You know, I made some corrections, but they were grammatical. So he was like, oh, I see you made a few corrections. I was like, yeah, that she shouldn't have been, you know, but in terms of content, I mean, the content is the campaign. It's sort of what we've talked about throughout this year and a half.
Barack Obama is new enough that he's not been through the most intensive scrutiny of his past and present. But he's starting to get a taste of how the national spotlight reveals every wrinkle. He's had to explain a quote that he gave during primary season that John Kerry's style didn't have, in his words, that oomph. Obama says he made the comment as Kerry was coming off a tiring primary campaign, and the Massachusetts senator himself would have agreed with the line at that point. Another potential concern is Obama's progressive politics. Even without a candidate in the race yet, Republicans are claiming that Obama is too liberal to represent Illinois. But that's not a concern among Democratic faithful, especially amid this week's convention reverie. On the other hand, Senator Dick Durbin, who this week told delegates that he wants an Illinois colleague of his own party, cautions that Obama's high standing doesn't mean automatic victory.
We really have to get out and work. You're the most vulnerable in politics when you think you're invulnerable. We can never take this election for granted. We've got to make sure that we do our homework.
For his part, Obama has been hard at work this week making the rounds of political talk shows and Boston parties, including one thrown in his honor at his alma mater, Harvard, Monday night. But he says he's pacing himself, trying to avoid, as his wife is quoted as warning him, screwing up.
You know, I'm actually keeping the parties on at a minimum. I was in bed by 9:30 last night. I plan to be in bed right after the convention ends tonight. You know, one of the nice things about being a father of two small kids is you get used to waking up early and going to bed early, too.
Obama has the national cameras trained on him tonight, and Illinois delegates are proud and even a bit giddy. They see the state senator getting the political equivalent of rock star treatment, and that's even getting Senator Dick Durbin to make an admittedly weak attempt at rap.
Tell your papa and tell your mama, we need a senator named Barack Obama.
From the Democratic National Convention in Boston, I'm Tom Rogers.